As on most Monday mornings during the legislative session, State House correspondent Joyce Russell is here now to talk about the week ahead. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So this past week, it seems like there was a major development in education reform. House Republicans have scaled back a part of Governor Branstad's proposal. They're wanting to make it optional for school districts to raise teachers' starting salaries. But that option is going to come with some strings attached, right?
That's right. And we should point out that the House Republicans have actually made one whole section of the governor's bill optional. That includes, as you said, raising minimum salaries for teachers. But it also includes the new program for paying teachers more to leave their classrooms and mentor other teachers. So under the House Republicans' vision for this now, school districts could opt into the new program and get more than $300 per student to pay for it. But if they take the money, then they have to do the teacher mentor thing and they have to raise the minimum salary for teachers.
Okay, so is it likely then that many schools would go that route and in effect turn down state money by not raising pay for new teachers?
Well, if they decide not to participate, it's probably not going to be the beginning salary for teachers as much as the other part, the difficulties involved in that teacher mentor program. Taking teachers out of the classroom part-time means you have to cover for them in the hours that they're out. And there are some spreadsheets that suggest that the money that comes to implement these changes isn't going to be enough, especially for smaller districts, to do that kind of take a teacher out and cover for them. So that would be one reason why a school might opt out of the program. Then larger districts who already have programs going to help teachers get better, they're worried that they'll have to throw those out and start over with the governor's plan. We heard the superintendent of Ames Schools, Tim Taylor, talking to lawmakers last week.
To please allow us to continue some of the initiatives that we have going on. Our greatest fear is that the Ed Reform Plan will become so strict that, in essence, it will push us back.
I should say here, though, that the governor and his staff are rejecting the idea that making this program optional is gutting the bill. I actually heard the governor laugh out loud at that suggestion this week. They're saying that most schools are going to want to participate.
And Iowa Senate Democrats want to allow convicted felons to vote once they're released from prison. Now, hasn't the governor kind of gone back and forth on his position on this issue?
Well, to go back a little bit on that, Governor Vilsack back in 2005 issued an order to automatically restore felons' voting rights. Governor Branstad took office. He reversed that, ordered some extensive requirements for convicted felons before they could vote again. And then last year, Branstad scaled those back. But felons who have served their time still have to jump through some hoops and they have to get the governor's approval before they can vote again. Iowa's one of only four states that have a requirement like that. So now Senate Democrats have introduced a bill to, again, let felons who've served their sentences automatically register to vote. They would still have to jump through hoops to get their citizenship restored, but they could register to vote right away.
But should we then assume that the governor would oppose a push to make it easier for felons to vote?
Well, the bill would have to get through the Republican House before it even reached the governor. The governor has said that the restrictions are part of taking responsibility for your crimes.
It's been more than a year since the Iowa caucuses of 2012, but some of the fallout continues. A Senate Ethics Committee has tabled a complaint against Republican State Senator Kent Sorensen. Now, as you know, he was accused of accepting payments from Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's presidential campaign. Sorensen denies any wrongdoing, but if he did take that money, why would that be a problem?
Well, because Senate ethics rules say you can't be a paid member of a campaign staff. You know, you see state lawmakers all the time signing on to presidential campaigns. Most lawmakers actually choose a candidate and get behind them, but they're volunteers. They're not paid staff. So this complaint alleges that the Bachmann campaign paid Sorensen $7,500 a month. Now, if these names sound familiar, you may recall that Senator Sorensen also jumped ship from the Bachmann campaign late in the race and signed on with the Ron Paul campaign instead.
Right. And this isn't necessarily over, is it?
Well, the Senate Ethics Committee said there wasn't enough evidence to reprimand Sorensen, but they left open the possibility of looking again if more evidence surfaces. The same Bachmann aide who filed the ethics complaint has also filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, and some more information could come out there.
Okay, so Joyce, what else is happening this week at the State House?
Well, the governor's education reform bill that we've been talking about, as scaled back by House Republicans, comes before the full House for debate this week. That bill is on the fast track in the House.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.